Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is your boy, Cal Ripken, Bay Area Zone, kicking it with Miss Kane, the mouth of the South, raw and uncut at Blog Talk Radio. Let's show them how we do things.
Yeah. What's happening, people? It's your girl, Miss Kane, giving you the business live, raw and uncut on this cold, wintery motherfucking night round here. I hope y'all motherfuckers is inside, bundled up, honey, because it's cold. And Tammy is checking in from the NYC. It's more cold up there than it is in the fucking South. So how you doing, Miss Tammy Zone Gill? Is it cold enough for you?
Yes, indeed. You know, we getting ready to have this, you know, the start of the blizzard that they've been talking about has started, and it's just about to just get even worse. We give it another about 2 more hours, and it's about to, hell, it's about to freeze over, no pun intended.
I see you got half of the motherfucking state on lock with this cold wintry front.
Yeah. Subways are shut down. People are not. They want people off the road. They don't want you walking. They don't want you driving. Or you will get paid a fine of $300.
That's for Tennessee State. I meant to say country because I know they. It's cold as hell in Jersey. It's cold as hell in Connecticut. I think it's cold as hell in Philly, like really cold up there. And I got a friend that shouldn't be leaving, going to Colorado and Chicago. I ain't going to talk about Chicago. I was telling my son, I said, Chicago has cold like nobody else. They got like North Pole cold. I don't do the cold, folks, okay? It's cold as hell down here. I was out today, called myself, give him a little walk on. I told my friend, I said, look, we should go back home because it's too goddamn cold for me. I don't know what I was thinking. I put on this little trying to be cute, Tammy. Don't put on this little sweater that I got from Kohl's, honey, trying to walk down the goddamn street. So I'm fucking with, no, honey, I can't do it. No, God, I won't never try that shit again. That wind was whipping through that sweater, that little shirt that I had on, honey, and I was cold as hell. Yes, God, I was. And that won't happen no more. And speaking of some more shit real fast before Tammy get into her stories, because I'm letting her go first tonight. You know, people, I can't stand fuckery. And the type of fuckery that I'm talking about tonight, oh, God, it just makes me mad as hell. My mailman, y'all, my mailman, I want to wring his fucking neck because I know that bastard is the reason why he got my goddamn phone in here today, because I'm supposed to be on my phone tonight. Well, have been on my phone talking, texting, and all that type of shit, because y'all know my phone, I took it to the ride of the motherfucker to say, hey, I ain't on no motherfucking plan. Where I'm at, a lot of people said, fuck a contract. We go get our little $50 shit that we pay every month with unlimited motherfucking access to everything. We good. I don't need a contract. See, a contract will get your ass fucked up. The little cute dude at Verizon, Tammy, going to try to tell me how. Why don't you just get a contract? Nigga, do you know I got 2 kids that'll run that motherfucker up to $1,000? You crazy. Talking about get a contract and add some lives. We all got each. We got lives, not bitch. Individual lives. And I'd rather pay $150 a goddamn month versus $500 to $600. So you can dismiss me with that bullshit. And we got internet and cable at our motherfucking house. We ain't trying to hear what you talking about, bitch. So go on with that deal, son. But the moral of the story, I ordered my shit online, paid $10 from where I ordered it from, because these people, they good. They rush those shit, like, they give you, like, rush delivery. I'm tracking my shit on my email. I see my shit hit, you know, where I'm at in Alabama at 6:14 in the motherfucking AM. Then I look back at it, you know, again about 9 o'clock and say, okay, your shit is out for delivery. So I'm thinking I'm going to have my shit, you know, before the end of the day over with. I don't want to talk about it no more. they destroyed my thing in the morning because y'all don't know who y'all fucking with around this motherfucker. Moving right along, and something else that I can't stand either. When you call places, you always got to get a goddamn recorded message from the little, you know, the little recorded shit, animated service. I don't want to talk to the animated bitch. Give me Becky a bill on the motherfucking phone, because I'm finna go ham on their goddamn ass. When the fuck did we become so goddamn animated? Like, why every fucking one we call, we got to be talking to a fucking computer?
Yeah, that's the truth. It's like there's no more human contact no more. Everything's by computers.
And one last thing before I let Tim go head on. I hate arguing with stupid people. I was on the phone with my friend. You know, we've been back and forth with each other for quite some time. And every time, we both are very intellectual people, up words or whatever, but I am an intellectual person. I don't have to keep this phrase, they fit me out. But me and this nigga, we always clash about the smallest little things. And the night we was having a conversation, yes, I'm going to put what we was talking about on motherfucking blast. We were talking about extravagant houses in motherfucking ATL. And this nigga trying to tell me, well, if you ain't getting a house in this part of ATL, it ain't extravagant. You can't tell me a motherfucking thing about ATL. Because I got rapper friends up there, producer friends, the nigga I used to fuck with who was heavy off in the little, game or whatever. He lived a high life, matter of fact. Nene Leakes' husband, Greg, sold that nigga his house. So I know a few things. I might not know everything about ATL, but I know my motherfucking spot. And to me, some people, it might not mean nothing to them to go out and buy a $200,000 goddamn house. To me, fuck it. That's what I want. I would never spend $1 million on a goddamn house. Y'all can keep that shit, because I was adding up how much property taxes, Tammy, that I would have to pay on a $300,000 to $400,000 goddamn house. And at the end of the day, unless you got property tax money, riding, motherfucker, you better not go out here and get no goddamn house that you can't. You can go get it and pay for it, but trust and believe, them goddamn property taxes is coming every fucking year. And you know what? They don't even let you pay the property taxes. Like, I think somewhere I was looking, you have to pay by this part of the fucking year, then you have to pay the remaining of the fucking taxes by this part of the fucking year. I ain't got time for all that. I'll be a bitch up there like, hey, y'all want $1,500 for this $150,000? Go ahead, Taylor. I'm just saying. But, yeah, me and that nigga will argue about some shit. But, yeah, I'm a very extravagant bitch. But I'm not wasting my goddamn money on shit that don't need to be wasted on. My name ain't Nene, where I need to name off every fucking thing that I got named brand up. Oh, my house is $10 million. Yeah. And that's why those motherfuckers end up going broke. Because, Tammy, don't we got a list from hell to hell who done filed bankruptcy and who owe taxes around this motherfucker?
That's right. That's right.
It's all you, Tammy.
Oh, okay. All right, let's get
Tammy
started.
Tammy, check out a little bit. Come back.
All right, so let's get down to celebrity gossip for the evening. You know, Lee Daniels, the executive producer, writer, and creator of one of Fox's biggest, highest rating show this winter season, we all know Empire. Well, you guys know that he is really doing some major moves, you know, with all these high-level guests that he has had on the show so far. But he is saving the best for last, because this he's on the verge of scoring some of the biggest names yet. And there's sources that are saying that Lee Daniels and Denzel Washington had went out to dinner, and there's a possibility that they're in talks to have him on the show. Now, according to the sources, Denzel Washington has seen the show, and he was so in awe with the show that he told Lee that he wanted to be a part of this. He said he got to be a part of this. So, so far, you know, he had some people like Gladys Knight, Naomi Campbell, Cuba Gooding Jr. have been on the show so far. And these are the list of some of the guests that are scheduled to come on the show: Mariah Carey, Snoop Dogg, Raven Simone, Macy Gray, Foxy Brown, and Patti LaBelle. Denzel Washington to these A-lists. it's just icing on the cake. So look out. We might just see Mr. Oscar-winning actor Denzel Washington on Empire. Move it along.
Hold up, Taylor. Let me say something real quick. 50, you better back and get that nigga motherfucking 50 feet, baby, because you ain't fucking with that nigga. Man, if y'all ain't seen Empire on Fox by now, y'all motherfuckers is either ain't got no cable or you a fucking nun somewhere. Your ass is locked up. I don't know, but I'm just saying. That shit, last week episode, my goddamn mouth was on the motherfucking floor, honey, with slopper on each side, on each corner of my mouth, and I had to reach back down there and pick my shit up. That's how good it is. That is how good it is. And, you know, I'm already in a group on Facebook for the have and the have not. Honey, mm-hmm. I'm talking about, I'm going to go start my own Empire group on fucking Facebook. Baby, that goddamn show so good, Fenton. Oh, you ain't fucking with Lee Daniels, baby. I just need you to know that. Roll on, Tammy.
All right. And the ratings keep getting higher and higher every week. So if you haven't checked it out, you better check it out now. Chris Brown is back in the news, but this time it's not about him. He's been a victim of identity theft. According to TMZ, when Brown was in jail, apparently when he had left, somebody had took his ID. You know, it's protocol where once you check out of jail, they take your number, your jail number, your cell number, and everything. So apparently, when he had checked out, they put it on the desk. But apparently, somebody took the ID, and I don't know if it was a guard or they said some kind of man tried to sell it online. Get this, for $10,000. Now, his lawyer found out about this, and he asked the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department where they got the ID. So apparently they seized it from a man. They found out who had it, and he claimed that he got it from a friend. And the police are trying to do some kind of investigation to find out how the man got the ID, how he got it out of custody, and whether or not a crime was committed. So that was crazy. He was trying to sell that for $10,000. And I thought, when celebrities go to jail like that, I thought they automatically, take those things, burn them or lock them up, because it is kind of personal information. And, if you're leaving it on the desk, somebody could easily walk in there, swipe it, and sell it on eBay and say, hey, this is Chris Brown, jail number, cell number 133458. And people will pay a large sum of money because it was Chris Brown's jail badge number. So any comment about that? This game.
No, ma'am. I mean, the only thing I had to say about him was the fact that new video that he got out. What's the video? Out of something. Out of rain, out of kiss my ass. I don't know. But they talk about.
I'm just saying, Tim, it's out of something. But they all, and people talk about, he's trying to get back with me. He's telling. He's seriously trying to send a message out to Rihanna, and he really wants Rihanna back. I wish y'all folks would just let that sit with between the two of them die. Damn. Go on, Timmy.
Yeah. And our girl Maya, R&B Maya, well, apparently, according to this story, they're saying that she has hit some hard times, which I really don't believe, but they've said that they saw her dancing and singing in a strip club in Miami. And guess who was in that strip club? Bow Wow, a.k.a. Chad Moss. Apparently, he was taking shots at her, talking about her on Twitter, and people went in, especially fans of Maya, they went in on Bow Wow saying, why you got to go ahead and talk about Maya? You wouldn't like it if somebody's talking about your girl, Erica Mena. So they shut that down real quick. But you know, I don't know, if you saw the video, she's like dancing, she is up there on stage, there is a pole. But you know what? The thing about the music business, and you know this, Ms. Kane, that it's a hard business. Every time someone new and pretty and young comes onto the scene and blow up the chart, that for the old timers, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, you can't keep up.
Yeah.
So
anything
new and fresh.
Mm-hmm. Bow Wow, shut the fuck up. Worry about your goddamn career. You don't talk about Maya because we team Maya over here at the Ms. K show. And you need to worry about that trick, fat ass bitch that you fucking with, that you ain't finna have no type of marriage to, because I bet you if y'all do make it down the fucking altar, y'all ain't finna be together for no long term. Y'all just doing this shit because y'all ain't nothing but motherfucking, what's the word? They people who need to stay relevant. That's who him and Erica Mena is. And Maya, unlike they motherfucking ass, has a fucking track record behind her, and she don't have to do shit. She is a little, she getting on up in age, and she's still fine, and she still can be a single if she fucking want to. So what if she in the goddamn club cutting loose? Hell, if I have a goddamn body, which I'm working on, and I want to go get on the goddamn pole and shit, that's my choice. Bow Wow, you look like you should be up there shaking some ass, because let's not forget, back in the day, they said somebody was fucking with your booty hole, bitch. Yep. See, Timmy, I wasn't going to talk about that, but you bring the... Girl, don't you be telling me about what folks be trying to talk about the people that I like, girl, because they know I got them. Dollar got them. But anyway, what else you got? First of all, we what time is it?
It's 17 minutes after the hour.
Okay, yeah, we at the half mark. Tim, I'm gonna need to go and take us into that that music break. I'm gonna let you give the SAC Awards the end of the show and let me get these stories out, because I need to run through them real quick. Cause my fans, y'all need to know what the hell is going on in the entertainment world this week. Cause we got a couple of juicy stuff to talk about. So Timmy, go ahead and do your do, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Go on, kind of your shit, Timmy.
All right, this is the latest song from Wiz Khalifa featuring Snoop Dogg and Ty Dolla $ign, and You and Your Friends.
Hey, Ty Dolla.
And I got all this strength pulled up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs, but I'm tryna leave it you and your friends. Yeah, tryna leave it you and your friends. Oh, I got all these chains pulled up, and I got all this strength pulled up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs, but I'm tryna leave it you and your friends. Up in my car, rolling up J's, flying with the stars. Don't gotta ask the price, cause you already know. Watch full of ice, no light, it still glow. It's you and your friends, me and my dog. Left your nigga to be with my squad. He talk a lot of shit, but he ain't really on. He hit it too soft, but me, I go hard like, ooh-wee, baby. When you with me, you go crazy. I want you to be my lady. Girl, you can bring your girlfriends, I ain't hating. And I got all this strength pulled up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs, but I'm tryna leave it you and your friends. Yeah, tryna leave it you and your friends. Oh.
I'm parked out front in a Range Rover. Coke white so tight, game over. Coupe to the block, bop to the bank. Car full of girls in a blue Mustang. Four of y'all, more of y'all caravan. VIP, modeling hand, bottle in hand. Wobble again. I make it crack in the back of a Benz. We're cracking a friend on the highway. Just me and Wiz.
All right, that was the latest from Wiz Khalifa featuring Snoop Dogg and Ty Dolla $ign, and You and Your Friends. All right, Miss Kane.
Hey, Ty Dolla.
Hey, boo. Copy. Tell me again my number after this is over with. Tweet them on Twitter and Instagram. I got to get Tim to do my dirty work. Got to get her to do my dirty work. Moving right along. Lord, these folks is blew this story out of goddamn proportion. They done threw this motherfucker in the trash can. Honey, they took it back up out of the goddamn trash can. The salt, all that living to find this, threw it back in the trash can. Lord Jesus, Lil Willow Smith. Lil Willow wore a goddamn shirt that had some, like, it looked like it had titties on it. It did have titties on. It ain't look like it did have titties. They talk about, oh, that's so inappropriate for a girl her age. And, oh, my God, she should have been wearing that. She's too young. And then another thing that goes in with this, they talk about she was seen going to a known spot where you go cop weed from. Girl, call me, Willa. I might need to be your friend. And I probably, y'all, I haven't been smoking no weed in such a long time. Yeah, it's been a little minute. But, yeah, well, call me, girl, let me know where to spot it. But y'all stay up out that girl goddamn business. She ain't got this motherfucking wet shit to make y'all motherfucker be happy or whatever. Y'all kill me with that shit. That's what's wrong with society. Always trying to motherfucking judge shit. Get somewhere and sit the fuck down. Ugh. I don't even want to talk no more about that. They just be pissing me off, Tammy. Moving right along, rapper Cameron. I ain't never liked this nigga. Dipset. I ain't never liked that nigga. Never liked that nigga, Tammy. I don't know what it is about him. Ooh, some people, you just don't get a good vibe from him. He is one of those people. Sorry, Cameron. I would have to meet you. But you rub me the wrong way, kind of like T.I. does. I just don't fuck with you two niggas. But anyway, matter of fact, I guess he's supposed to be in some type of argument with his 13-year-old niece. But really, when I seen the fucking video, I didn't see no little 13-year-old girl on there. I seen some half-ass fat woman who looked like she was getting something done to her hair or whatever the fuck she was doing. I don't know, sitting in a goddamn chair. This nigga, Tammy, start going in to telling the little girl talking about he is not her uncle and he don't know her grandmama, he don't know her uncle, he don't know none of them folks, and that her mama was a dick sucker and he was a nigga that was used to come around and that didn't really treat her like the rest of the niggas had treated her, and she supposedly had told him to start calling the girl his niece and getting her motherfucking ass $20 and $30 every time he seen her. Lord Jesus. Cameron. I always say sometimes some things are better left unsaid. Some things you just say. I'm not an advocate for being the one to try to speak about somebody else holding their tongue and not saying certain shit. Like I told y'all before at the beginning of the year or whenever I came back with this show, I'm a work in fucking progress myself. But the moral of the story, she's a 13-year-old kid. You shouldn't have been telling that girl that her mama been out here sucking dicks. How many pussies have you licked, nigga? Your track record ain't clean. How many hoes have you fucked, nigga? And the bitch that you married, and hell, she looked like a thot. You know what I'm saying? She looked like she done been around the block sucking about 10, 15 mothers. Talk about that bitch. Okay, Cameron? Piss me off saying that shit to that little girl. I don't like that shit, Tammy.
I know. Before you continue, Ms. Kane, I just want to let all the listeners know and the callers that are listening to the show, you got 5 minutes left. If you want to continue to listen to the show, call in. The call-in number is 347-327-9526. You got 5 minutes left. If you want to continue to listen to the show, again, that's 347-327-9526.
Have mercy. Yeah, ma'am. On another note, the rapper Fabolous has broke up with Emily, and she's pregnant, y'all. And if you don't know who Emily is the one of his baby mothers. He kind of has had like a on-again, off-again relationship with her over the years, and Emily is also like what would you consider her to be, Tammy? Like a, I ain't going to say up-and-coming fashion designer, but she's a stylist. That's what she is. Let me give her the proper address, okay?
she's a stylist. That's what she's not a designer. She's a stylist. That's what she is. And I see, Emily, you can't fuck niggas that you style, because this is what happens. You get in a long-term relationship with their ass off and on. You already know Fabulous ain't the motherfucking one that you should have been trying to get babies by and settle down with. You know, it's something about that good dick, Lord Jesus. And I just posted some stuff on Facebook about how y'all need to be schooled in the art of fucking. Yeah, I put that on my Facebook. I don't give a damn. Have mercy, Jesus. But Fabulous must got some good mouth game or some good head. Because you got your own money. I'm saying that.
That's true. That's true.
I know that he's got a little chip tooth and shit. He must take that and massage some areas or something. I don't know what that nigga doing. But goddamn, Emily, I'm going to need you to, where lay that fix shit all the time, fix your life. Whatever her name is, I bada, I yada, I come fix Emily's life. Can you do that for us right here at the Miss K Show? Please, honey, please. Oh, my Lord. And, oh, that story about Cameron, that was our old hell to the now moment of the night. Tammy will be giving y'all the white folks news a little bit later on, moving right along. Yandy was big as hell. Her stomach head got big. I see y'all on motherfucking Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, talking about how big her stomach was. She's pregnant, or she was pregnant. Tammy said, before the show started, that the girl had the child this morning, had a little girl. So, congratulations.
Yes, congratulations, Yandy.
And she's stupid, too, because goddamn, girl, Meg DC already got, how many other kids that nigga got?
Oh, there's no telling.
I know at least two other kids that he's supposed to have that age that didn't come from her. But, girl, I can't. And then she paid $200,000 to get that nigga up out of jail. But anyway, he would have still been sitting there fucking around with me. I ain't lying. But then again, that good dick, honey, will make you do some strange things. I know, trust me. Now, let me give a side look to the Yandy, to my Yandy. Her and Matt Deesa had a baby shower. Guess who shows the fuck up, dressed all inappropriate and shit? Kim Bella, June Santana, baby mama. And now, mind you, I guess him and her supposed to be at the goddamn baby shower together. I don't know. Maybe she was there, but I think they was there together. I believe I seen pictures. How about she been on Instagram, Twitter, wherever the fuck, shading the hell up out of Jules, talking about Jules is a deadbeat baby dad. But you still with him. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all can't continue. I had to tell a friend of mine. You can't keep fucking these niggas if they ain't taking care of these kids. Because all you doing is enabling them up to do what they want to do. If you know that nigga ain't paying no child support for his child, and you keep having sex with him, I mean, come on. Really? He just figuring he ain't got to do a goddamn thing, and he already know he ain't going to have to do shit. Y'all bitches need to, man, y'all need to stop being stupid. I'm telling you, stop being so motherfucking stupid. Anyway, moving on to this bizarre story, because this shit is bizarre as hell to me, and it might end up happening to me. I don't know, but we'll see how it goes. A woman by the name of Yasmin Elby, however you say the shit, she turned 40. And since she doesn't have a man, she decided to take her damn self down the altar. She had a ceremony in every fucking thing. So basically, Yasmin married her damn self. I wonder who went with her to pick out her wedding ring. I guess she just showed up at the goddamn jeweler and said, hey, I like that ring. Can you give me that? I'm marrying myself in a couple weeks. You know she got fired like a motherfucker because people said that she's fucking up the tradition of marriage. You know, it's just so much stuff that goes on in today's world. I don't even know what to really think of this shit. Is she going to spend her, people talking about where she's going to do a honeymoon or how is the honeymoon going to go? Where she's supposed to be going to, what it is, how do you pronounce this? Is it Cambodia? Is L-A-O-S, Losa?
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's Cambodian Losa. I think I might be saying that right. It might be wrong. I don't give a fuck. And also to a jazz festival in DeBry. So good luck with that, girl. I don't know what to tell you. Tell me what you think about that shit real quick.
It's crazy. It's absurd. I mean, if women are out here that desperate. I know it's slim pickings. I really do. But, I mean, it's gotten to a point where women are, like they're like throwing their hands up and saying, I can't find no one. I'm going to marry myself. Weird to me.
Very. I might be like Tim. I might be like that, and I'm going to tell y'all, because the pictures are slim. I get dudes that come at me. I'm not interested in them. Like, I got one dude, oh, I'm going to fight for your love. Why you want to fight for my love? Why you want to try to fucking fight for somebody that's not interested in you the way that you would want somebody to be interested in your ass? I'm not understanding that. And then one dude, he tried to come at me on this, you know, God's going to bless you, you know, you got to do this and the next. When I got to explaining myself to him, kind of sort of about the shit, now he over here cussing, talking about, I damn sure feel you on that thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, you change, you flip-flop that quick? You flip-flop that quick from going to be a man who is the son of a pastor to cussing and talking about you did what I'm saying. No, nigga, see, I make bitches up out of all these niggas that I talk to because I do a thug through the check with they motherfucking ass. And every one of them fail. Like, that's another topic. We can go ahead and move on. Anyway, don't really want to talk too much about this story right here, but Lil Wayne is suing Birdman. Can't say that I didn't see that shit coming. Apparently, him and Christina Milian did them a drunken love song. I haven't heard that shit. Have you heard it, Tammy?
No, I haven't heard it.
We'll bring that shit back to y'all some other time. But anyway, I hope whatever Lil Wayne and Birdman got going on, they can resolve their issue and everybody can go their jolly motherfucking way. Some other shit I want to put out here. Y'all always been talking about the new commercial that Terry Crews has, doing the Old Spice or whatever, the Old Spice commercial with Terry Crews in it. They talking about they got him dressed up in there like Medea, and he's basically being a puppet for these white folks. He's the whitest, blackest man that I know. First of all, Terry Crews he knows who he is, okay? He's comfortable with being who the fuck he is. Ain't nothing gay about that nigga. That nigga married. And if he is goddamn gay, then okay, whatever the fuck. But the moral of the story, I like Terry. Terry is a positive motherfucking person. I've never seen him get out of character, not in a movie. Well, maybe in a movie, but even in the movie, he still doesn't be so over-the-top type shit. So to just try to tear this man's character down, I don't appreciate that shit. And not even saying that I'm trying to be a groupie for the nigga or whatever, because I think he looked like he played in White Chicks, and after that, I was already suspect to think that Terry might be a little something. But even if he was, it wouldn't matter to me because I think he's a good actor. So let that man be who he is. If he want to act an asshole in a goddamn commercial in a movie, let him do him. Ain't that right, Terry?
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Y'all drop on the night. Y'all ain't going to believe this shit right here. We gonna give a moment of silence real quick. All right, that was good enough for me. Y'all ain't going to believe this. Guess what? Chateau Charest is finally finished. How about shit?
And we're talking about how many years that she was trying to get this place up off the ground.
Yes, honey, yes. And that story about Lil Wayne and Birdman that was getting the hood through. But yes, Chateau by Charest is finished, girl. Ready for move in. God damn, Charest. Oh. Charest finally started bringing in them chicks, honey. And you know what, Tammy, how everybody was talking about, oh, we wish that she was, you know, off of Real Housewives of Atlanta. She don't need to be on here no more. Whoop, 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 whoop. Now folks is screaming for her ass to be back on them. She the only somebody that know how to get at Nene. It's some other motherfuckers that be checking Nene. Sheree wasn't on this person, but she did. Her and Marlo did have BBS running, and I would like to see both of them motherfuckers come back. But moving right along, TLC got what they asked for. TLC recently had went on a little quest and asking fans to help fund their album that they're coming out with. I guess it's their last album. Well, you know, Katy Perry donated $5,000 to go towards it or whatever. And then some fans chipped in, and I think they have like over $100,000. So yeah, congratulations, TLC.
Yeah, congratulations. They got my $20.
Oh, damn, Tammy. Go ahead, Tammy. I'm sorry. I got the memo late. I couldn't donate. But I got a little buddy in my pee, y'all. $5. How's that? I'm like, dollar
but
bill
you know, but you know, New Kids on the Block, the boy band that from the 80s that they're touring with, they gave them they could contribute $10,000 to their Kickstarter campaign. So, way to go, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, I don't know. I got some more late because I at least gave 50 cents. I done went from $5 to 50 cents riding this motherfucker. Woo, don't y'all call asking me for no donation. Woo, I'm a cheap bitch. Yes, God, I am. I'm falling on a budget riding this motherfucker. And to me, y'all still should have had some money from way back when. Y'all still should be getting some fucking royalties. And I'm just saying, no shade, no tea. Moving right on. Richard Sherman and his girlfriend, Ashley, I think that's her name. They are expecting a baby, so congratulations to them. Also, we would like to give Bow Wow as the Ratchet shout-out of the night for saying, talking about Maya. So Bow Wow gets the Ratchet shout-out of the night. My ignorant moment of the night is when you're pulling up to a drive, and I know I ain't the only motherfucking one that done did this, because I will throw myself up under the bus. But you know, like, when you have that one song on that's playing in the car and you got your motherfucking radio system all the way up over 100. And you pull up to the drive, you bumping the hell out of the goddamn song. They be like, can I help you? Can I tell you? You can't eat that motherfucker. Oh, please, people, get the visual right here. See the visual. See what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So see this shit. You at the drive-thru, goddamn it, jamming your motherfucking ass off while these people trying to take your order.
You done it too late to tip.
Yeah. Got that going. But at the end of the day, it's so true. Moving right along, Lord Jesus, Bud and June, the older white couple. How much time we got? I said we might not be able to. I'm gonna try to speed. Let me first start off with this right here. Then I come back to Bud and June. Black Ink came on tonight. It premiered. The new season came on tonight. On VH1. Make sure y'all check that out. They got a new little show that comes on WeTV called Love Thy Sister. It's about these upper class black bitches, you know, well, black chicks. I won't call them bitches. They sisters. They got a little bread. Yes, I will admit. Nice show. I kind of like it. On the Real Housewives of Atlanta, didn't too much pop off last night. Peter O'Muffa Sports Bar in Charlotte. Claudia gets cozy with Cordell. And Kenya flashed her ass out the wonder of a moving goddamn SUV. Kenya, I don't know what you was on. Turn up. Turn up, Kenya. You was turned up. Turn down, Kenya. We're going to need you to twirl your ass down, okay? Dorothy from the fucking Wizard of Oz. Love and Hip Hop tonight. Chrissy. That old bitch, I don't know who she is. You too old for cheat over there trying to get pregnant for that nigga. Or fuck around and have a heart attack in the baby mama Samantha, like I was talking about them earlier. She just a jealous ass bitch. Mina, I'm so happy that you got them through shade at Tyra, because Tyra was fucking with Peter Gunn when he was already involved with another bitch and had some kids with another bitch. So you can't be mad that he up and did what he did on your goddamn ass, because bitch karma is a motherfucker. Erica is sick. I don't know what you two bitches got going on. Y'all want to be straight? Y'all want to be bulldaggers? I don't know. Y'all need to get that shit together. Have mercy. And Erica was so goddamn drunk, girl, showing up at Rich Dollar's little liquor party. That bitch walked into a fucking mirror. Damn, don't. Bitch! We gonna need you to do better around this motherfucker. Okay, back to Bud and Joe. And I'm gonna say this real quick, and then Tammy gonna get into the sack of wood. Bud and June was this older white couple. They almost sitting. They seemed like they had a little money. It was an ad that was they was looking for a 1966 Mustang. They go on Craigslist. I go on Craigslist and buy shit. Yes, I do. I bought one of my cars off, well, a truck off of fucking Craigslist. And I bought something else off of Craigslist. I ain't gonna tell y'all what the fuck it was, but I bought that motherfucker and it's in my house today. Have mercy. I like deals around this bitch, so fuck what you heard, middle finger. Anyway, yeah, they went off on their little adventure, and now, you know, news came back that, well, the daughter reported them missing. I think they left on a Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, they wasn't heard from. And so the daughter reported them missing, went creative. The dude who posted the ad, they ended up arresting him. He turned himself in. But here's the thing. People talking about they need to shut down Craigslist. I'm talking about people just going the fuck off on Craigslist. First of all, let me tell y'all something. Craigslist ain't responsible for the evil, psychotic-ass motherfuckers that's over there plotting to fuck your ass up. And then, too, y'all two old motherfuckers, y'all old, y'all white. See, white folks, y'all ain't got common sense sometimes. Why the fuck would y'all go off somewhere that's almost 2 hours from where you stay? You ain't strapped up with no goddamn gun, and you ain't meeting this motherfucker in a public area. Now, I ain't gonna lie, when I went to this guy's house, I had my friend with me to buy what I bought off of Craigslist. But he was black. I just haven't ran into them type of motherfucking problems, and I hope that I don't. But why would you want to go and buy some shit from somebody and you not meet them in a public place? And even when you buy that shit from them, whatever, leave before you leave, or you tell them, hey, I'm going to need you to sit your ass for 20 minutes while I pull out the spark light. I got a piss off in this motherfucker, and if you try some shit, I'm going to lay your ass to rest. We clear? All right, then I'm hollering. Thanks for your shit, though. I'm just saying, Tammy. Don't they, wouldn't that make a little bit of sense?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, my God. Oh, Tammy, we got a 2 minutes. Give us a little bit of white folks news, Tammy, to tell us what went on last night at the Sack Awards. I heard it was boring as hell.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is award season, you know, and you know how the routine goes. But to go quickly, our two girls, Orange is the New Black, Uza Aduba, she won for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor. Our girl Viola Davis, she won Best Performance for a Female Actress. Orange is the New Black won for Best Ensemble. J.K. Simon won for Best Male Actor. Kevin Spacey won for Best Actor, Male Actor. Patricia Arquette won for Best Female Actress. Julianne Moore, Best Female Actress. Downtown Abbey won for Best Ensemble. Birdman won for Best Cast in a Movie. Games of Thrones won for Outstanding Performance by a Stunt Person. Unbroken, Best Outstanding Show. Debbie Reynolds won a Life Achievement Award. And Frances McDormand won Best Female Actress. So that's the winners of the 2015 Screen Actors Guild Awards.
All right. And tomorrow night, people, we will be back on air with, we'll be talking about dark skin, light skin. And we will be on air tomorrow, trust and believe that. We had some technical difficulties last week, but we got